Hello, everybody, and welcome to Audiomo for the 20th of June, 2016. Today, I'm going to talk about picking locks. First of all, the disclaimers. Picking locks may not be legal in your jurisdiction. Picking locks may be frowned upon in your jurisdiction, unless you have a license as a locksmith, or you have the necessary clearances, or you are doing it purely as a hobby. Make sure you are not against the law as you pick locks. There are multiple ways of picking locks, and essentially most lock picking relies on a flaw that is built into the majority of common pin cylinder locks. So what you have in a pin cylinder lock is you have the hull, which is the outside of the lock. Then inside the hull, you have pins that are on springs that poke through holes in the barrel. And the pins that poke through the holes in the barrel stop the barrel from rotating. So if I take a standard padlock here with some keys, I do have the keys for these locks just to be sure. If you look at the key, there are some guide rails on the bottom of the key, and then at the top you have a pin pattern that pushes the pins up. Once the pins are pushed up, and you can actually hear the pins being pushed up, here we go, as I slide the key in. Once those are pushed up, you can then rotate the lock and pop it open. So I got my picks from ukbumpkeys.com. They are an excellent bit of kit. They sell all the different tools, ukbumpkeys.com. Now, there are a number of ways of opening locks. There is scrubbing, there is single pin picking, there is raking, there is bumping. Now, I'm not playing with any of the bumping tools. But what I have here is basically a nice all-round pick set. I'm just going to empty them out onto the table. Basically, what we've got is lots of long pieces of metal in a leather wallet, which I'm just going to put down here on the table. There they all are. Okay, so what we have in here is we have what's called a tension wrench. And a tension wrench is a flat piece of metal that has a right angle bend in it. And then the handle is twisted on this one, a long handle. So you've got basically half to three quarters of an inch of thin steel, probably about 5 mils wide and 2 mils thick. And then you've got a right angle bend, and then you've got another, say, 50, 60 mils long handle bit where you can actually get that into the barrel of the lock and twist. So we have one twisted tension wrench. We have a spring tension wrench that has basically a spring on it and a little loop of wire on the end and a plastic handle so that you can put that loop of wire into the keyway of the lock. And then we have a Euro tension wrench, which is a thinner one, probably only about 3-4 mils wide. So it's actually a thinner wrench. Okay, so they're the tension wrenches. Just put those up the top there. You need a tension wrench and a pick. And this set consists of picks and rakes. And basically what they are is long pieces of steel. These are made of Southord steel because this is the Dangerfield custom pick and rake Southord set. Dangerfield Southord custom pick and rake set. So what we have in here is we have a long hook. We have a short hook. We have a ball. And we have four rakes. And the rakes are basically, they look like, they've got handles on them that are about as thick as a paddle pop stick. And then they run through to a thinner piece of metal with some ridges on that thin piece of metal that's meant to push the pins up and out of the way. So we have four rakes and we have our single pin picks. Depends on the locks you're working on as to whether you want to deal with either setting the pins individually or you want to actually slide the picks in and out of the lock to actually rake the pins open. So I'm going to take my first padlock, which is this one here, and I have the key, which has 5 pin lock. If I slide this in, okay, so we know that that opens. Now, because I don't have a lot of space in the keyway, I'm going to take the Euro tension wrench, which is the thinnest tension wrench. I'm going to put the bendy in with the sort of 3/4 of an inch of metal into the bottom of the lock and leave the tension wrench hanging out the right hand side of the lock, angling down. I'm then going to pick up, with this lock I found the ball actually was enough to set the pins. So what I do is I pick up the whole lock in my left hand, making sure the tension wrench doesn't fall out, in the bottom of the lock, and the tension wrench is angled down. I then put a finger on top of the tension wrench. Now, what I have to do is use this tool to push all of the pins upwards so that the pressure that's put on the barrel turning it to the right is going to cause the pins to bind between the barrel and so that the pins will actually go up, but they won't actually fall down. So in with the ball, apply a little bit of tension, not too much tension, or you'll lock up the actual entirety of the barrel. So we put that in there. We then slide this in here. I'm having a bad day with this. Sorry guys, this does tend to be a little finicky. Okay. In with the ball. And once the ball's in, we move the ball backwards and forwards and set the pins. You can hear the pins moving in there. And you're going to rock that backwards and forwards until that will actually unlock. Now, because obviously I'm showing you, this is actually being difficult because, well, you can't have anything go cleanly on audio boom. Now, one of the things you've got to learn about lock picking is mostly patience. The more you hurry, the more you mess with the lock, the more... There we go, got it. So, lock her up again. Slide the tension wrench in to the bottom of the lock, angle down to the right. Hold the lock in your hand. One of my purchases will be a lock picker's vise. Angle it down, provide a little bit of tension on the top of the tension wrench on the end. Slide this in. You actually feel the pins in there as they start to set. And then once you've set all the pins, you will find... Now sometimes what'll happen is that the actual barrel will lock up and it won't let you set the other pins. And if you've got binding pins, you then have to pull the tension wrench out, squeeze the lock back to reset it, slide your tension wrench back in, and the trick is to provide enough tension on the lock so that the barrel will spin, but not too much so that the pins don't jam. We start setting these, and as you set them, there we are, almost. Come back here. We're working our way from one end of the lock to the other, setting all the pins. Now this is what we call single pin picking. It's basically until we get all of these pins set, the lock is not going to open. So we'll reset that lock, turn that back up to horizontal. Okay, one more go at this. Got it the first time. You'll find that the more impatient you are, the less likely you are to actually get this to happen. You actually hear that being quite crunchy in there. Now the problem with picking locks too much is that you can actually wear out the keyways, and that can be problematic. So as you can see, single picking this is causing me grief. So I'm going to see if I can fast track it by using one of the rakes. I'll find a rake that looks like the pin pattern of the key, because I'm lucky enough to see the key. So in with our tension wrench, and we actually scrub the rake in and out of the lock to get it to set the pins. Now I'm going to need the thinner tension wrench here, because the rake is too wide for the actual lock we have. This one. There we are. Okay. In with the rake. Actually, in with the tension wrench first. Apply tension. In with the rake above the thing, and just set those. I've got a couple of binding pins that haven't set. Interestingly enough, those pins set really, really quickly, but the other ones didn't. So let's re-let those pins drop down. And the scary thing is that most locks that you're actually going to play with are very insecure. Of course, because I'm trying to do this for you on Audio Boom, it's not going to do it. Try a different rake. How about this pin pattern? It really is trial and error, and nothing is going to go quickly if you're in a hurry like me. So, how not to pick a lock, boys and girls. In here. Tension wrench in, apply tension, apply the rake above the tension tool. You'll find that the Euro locks are very narrow. You can hear it scrubbing against the pins there. However, I'm not setting up pins with that. So let's go for this one. There we go. Okay. Obviously, it takes practice, perseverance, and patience to get good at this. Now that feels better. And this doesn't actually require any vision, because once you have found the pins, one of the other tricks is once you've picked the pins and set most of them with a rake, you can then go in with the hook and set the other ones. There we go. And got it. So that is essentially how you pick a lock. I would recommend the Dangerfield Southord custom pick and rake set as a good beginner set of picks. These are the set that I bought for Jessica, and they are a good set of things to learn with. A couple of things to be aware of though. These picks are made of steel and they are fairly strong. However, they can be bent, and you really do have to be careful with them. If you are bending your picks or bending your tension wrenches, you are applying far too much tension to the lock and the pins. I mean, the key just pushes them aside. You don't need to apply force when you are picking a lock, just enough to shift the pins. And it is very easy to get over zealous with a lock and do damage to your picks or the lock Now, I haven't covered how to pick locks like dimple locks or how to do the security locks. There are various special tools for each different sort of lock. But if you'd like to look at all the different things that are available, ukbumpkeys.com is the place to go. Lock up that padlock, put it back there with the keys. And I do hope that some of you have found this boo to be entertaining. It took me so long with that lock, I decided not to pick this other padlock I have here, because I figured one lock would do for this time. But I hope that has given you a good introduction to the art of lock picking. Please note that I have never used these skills on anybody else's locks or anybody else's property, and I have no intention of doing so. This is purely a hobby to teach me how it is done, which it has succeeded in doing. Thanks for listening. You can catch me as KHOATH on Twitter, or www.kerryhoath.com is my blog. Thanks for listening.